You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, this sucks.
What sucks, Kenny?
Hey, you know what sucks.
What sucks?
I mean, being in a 2-2 series. I was manning the grill on Saturday. That's all I got to say. I'm not a big like barbecue guy. I'm not one of those guys that sit there and talk about finishing temp and all that other crap.
You wake up at 7 in the morning on Saturday?
No, not. I don't need to stand there and be all overweight and sweat over a smoker or something like that. We're done. But I had to, you know, I had to cook all the burgers and stuff for my son's birthday. And, you know, we had some friends over, stuff like that. And I walk out, and they're consistently up by 7. They're consistently up by that. And I go, well, you know, the third, and I sit there with my father, and I go, well, the third quarter, you know, that's what happens. It's the way it goes. And, because I said, well, it's the third quarter. You know what happens. It's the way it goes. That was halftime. I didn't think I would go outside, come back in. And, I mean, they were up by 7. It felt like it came back in 3 minutes. They were down by 7, and then it was off to the races. And it just kind of cast a pall over the room. So, Jonah's birthday was kind of ruined.
As well as early birthdays should be. It sets the tone.
Yeah, as well as it should. It absolutely should. So that sucked. And it's a 2-2 series, and I went, thank God I left my phone downstairs in my office because I don't need to be looking at social media right now and seeing the reaction to it. Not that anybody would be wrong. I'm not saying it. It just would have made a bad day worse. That's all it would have been. Not that you would have been wrong. You more than likely would have been right. But I didn't want to look at any of it. I didn't see any of it. I'm sure it was vitriolic to say the least. What was your take on that game? Because I think we... a little worried now. A little worried. I don't know if we're in... See, I don't know what... They put me in an untenable situation because I don't know if I want to sit there and say, we're in trouble and all this. But, man, you go down there and you get hammered like that 2 games in a row. That ain't very good.
Well, I'll tell you.
That ain't very good at all.
My reaction
tone,
was...
Tone, damn it.
Yeah, I think my reaction was not all that dissimilar from everybody else, which was baffled. Like how you go from dominating the first 2 games to getting dominated worse in the next 2 games. Like it's one thing that, you know, these teams that are inexperienced don't have a ton of playoff experience. You're going to play better, especially the role players are going to play better at home than they do on the road. But to that extent, like this Magic team who's never been there before, you're going to get humiliated in that way. And then it's getting worse. And the crazy thing is in Game 4, you came out and you were up 9. You scored 60 points in the first half against that amazing defense. I think that at that time, hey, we've calmed things down. We're back to where we are. We're going to be up 3-1. We'll come home and close it out. Nope. The Wagner twins, or the Wagner brothers, I should say, the way that they humbled you, the way that they punched you in the mouth, then next thing you know, it was Suggs and Garland, and they had a little chit-chat there. They fired each other up, but one team went one direction after that, and the other team went the other direction after that. That was as embarrassed as a Cleveland sports fan as I've been in a long time. I really believe that. Like, that was the, hey, they're all laughing at you. They're all openly mocking you. I rarely have that feeling anymore. I'm not like I was when I was younger. You know, when there was Bottlegate and I thought all the leagues were out to screw the Cleveland teams. Like, I feel like I've matured since then. I've evolved.
I'm older. I got to tell you.
I have kids. I was humiliated that went down.
I really wasn't embarrassed
because
by Bottlegate.
Because of who it was. It was Mo Wagner.
Yeah.
Mo Wagner should never be able to do that to you and then prance around and laugh at you and taunt you. And all of you were sitting there, and the only two guys that could do anything about it are Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris, and they're just sitting there like best buddies on the bench as if they were not allowed to ever come into the game.
I wasn't embarrassed by Bottlegate. For the record, I don't know if they've done it with such volume, but I go, well, you went back, you reversed the call. I've never seen anything like that in a game, and they were upset with the refs. And,
no, I was using that.
I wasn't embarrassed.
I was using that as the opposite
for the
example.
Record. Okay,
I'm saying back then.
Yeah, I get
back then. Like now, it's like, hey, you're not supposed to throw things on the field. Back then, I would have thrown things on the field.
Okay, that's I
would have thrown worse things than Bob. I would have thrown much worse things if I had them.
The old stadium, they did throw worse things than bottles. So you have to take that into account. So maybe Carmen Paulsy had a point there. Anywho, I agree with you. I thought it was it really did. It just cast a weird vibe over the room. To anybody who can't, like, my wife doesn't care about basketball or anything like that. So her and her friend was like, whatever. But I'm just kind of sitting there going, this is. This doesn't feel good here. This whole thing of, everybody was going after the Wagners and how bad they were and how ugly this was going to get and how they are their enemy number one, and we're just beating the brakes off them. They looked unplayable for a certain stretch, and then exactly what you just said, it's a very ugly situation. The look of panic on JB Bickerstaff's face, it's going to be something that I don't miss, I'll tell you that. But it's also, like, Lima, we have to answer for some of the things that we've said here over the first couple of games of the series. Like we were saying, sweet. We already had a 7-game series in our heads, dancing in our heads against the Boston Celtics. There was a lot there. Like there is some real comeuppance here with this Cavs team that, you lose this series, this is as bad as it gets. This is every bit as bad and ugly as it gets. And it feels bad because I'm doing like a rewind of what we did on Friday. Just redoing it over. Now, there's been a day that separated us from Saturday. But to see such a meltdown and then never be able to get yourselves back into it. I thought, because I've never, from LeBron, and I don't remember the last team I saw. And I'm sure there is an example out there. I don't remember the last team I saw that was really good in the third quarter. So I'm kind of used to having just kind of a ho-hum third quarter, but to lay down and die the way it was, and the look on JB Bickerstaff's face made me feel worse because he looked like he was truly concerned about what's going on here. Now, maybe it's Donovan's hurt more than what he's leading on. I don't know. Everybody, if I even mention that, I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of people saying I'm making excuses for him. I'm just asking questions. I don't think there's any excuse that needs to be made.
I'm telling you, Kenny, this was way worse than Game 3. Game 3 was, all right.
This was worse.
Magic are hitting a lot of shots. I don't normally see them hit. We're missing everything. What else is new? That's been every playoff game under JB and with this core four dating back now for 2 years. You have a larger sample size developing there, which is very alarming, like you said. This was worse than Game 3 because you were up at the half. You had come out swinging. They really did. They came out swinging, and it was like, all right, the normal Cavs are back. Maybe not the 18-2 Cavs from earlier in the year, the Sam Merrill Cavs, maybe not that, but they...
Mississippi Merrill.
Yeah, they had put their foot down. They're like, all right, we are the better team. This is where the kids can go run away. They're at home, but they're just happy to be here. And nope, you scored 29 points in the third and fourth quarter when that happens in the playoffs. I don't care who you're playing.
Alarming.
I don't care what kind of defense you're going up against, and I don't care what building you're in. When you score 10 and 19 points respectively in the NBA playoffs, you have been shell-shocked. Your psyche is permanently damaged. You are fragile. All the things that people were saying and telling me last week that I said, hey, guys, they'll be fine. They'll come back and win game 4. I was wrong. Everybody that was in my mentions was right. Everybody who went after me, you had every right to. You had no faith in this team. I had built up some faith in the team because I was so impressed by what they were able to do at home and thinking along the way, and we're not even shooting well. Well, now I can't even say that, they'll come out of this. We don't shoot well in the playoffs. That is now a proven fact. This isn't something, and maybe we have one good game here or there, But this is now every game, with the exception of one, you've not been able to break 100 points. This is now the rule. It's not the exception. I've seen more. We have more evidence. The numbers are in. This team can't play together. And if you punch them in the mouth, not only do they not respond, they run away. They run away.
Okay, that's
this is humiliating, Ken. That's where I come up with humiliating.
Problem. That's a total problem here, because for a second I was going, okay, is it a rotation problem? Is it a lineup issue that some people are trying to blame? But you just said, you know, when they get punched in the mouth, there's zero response to it. And so if there's zero response to it, well, then that's the players you have. I can't sit there and blame everything on JB, guys. Like, that's just digging my head in the sand. I can't just say it because...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we've done that. They've heard us say that.
I understand that.
They know where we stand.
But coaches are the easiest thing to replace when it comes to the NBA. And so if I just say, well, it's all on him. Is it all on him if you're getting hit in the mouth like that and you're not responding? I can't say it's all
There's
on him.
There's something in your DNA, right? Veterans. There's something in your DNA.
Yeah.
There's something. Sometimes you just don't have... what you don't have. You know, you're watching Minnesota last night. I mean, Anthony Edwards, there's something in his DNA that guy, you know, he's had bad moments in the play. He had a bad game in the playoffs earlier this year. And look at how he looked like Michael Jordan last night. He's 22. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are guys that just, they're not going to accept that. That's not who they are. That's not in their fabric. When we say DNA, and that sounds like a sports talk thing to say, but guys, you know it when you see it at every level.
It's the truth.
You either have it or you don't.
There's a culture
when it comes to certain things. There's also a learning curve. There's a learning curve for certain guys. This is year two. The learning has not happened.
There's a culture to it, and I mean, just to get blasted like that is it's such a downer for your fan base. Again, I've tried. You've tried. The entire fan base has tried to see the positivity, to see the strength in it, and they just don't allow you to do it. They don't allow it to happen. So here we are. It's a 2-2 series. I kind of want to know from people, do they think that the Cavs, and I think you were wondering as well, do they really think the Cavs are going to lose this series now? I mean, you had two good ones, you had two bad ones, you're at a 4.5-point favorite coming back tomorrow.
That shocked me. Who told me
so
that?
So you are a favorite. That was Owen.
Owen told me that before the show, and I go, what?
Yeah, you're 4.5-point favorite.
So Vegas is saying this is just whoever's at home is the better team.
See, they're not
worried about rotations. Yeah. They're not worried about shot selection and plays that you run. Vegas is just saying, well, Orlando, all those role players, they are now on the road and they're going to shrink back.
It's so weird because none of these games have been rather competitive.
Situational basketball to talk about.
There's been one competitive half, and that was on Saturday. And that was even, what were the Cavs up by 7 or 9 at the end of that half? I think they were up by 9. And then things just went awry the way they did. You have not had any, you know, out of 4 games, you've had 0 competitive basketball games. And, you know, I want to know, it's not whether or not, there's got to be a separation here from the listeners. Is it, do you think they're going to lose or do you think they deserve to lose? See, I think that people are very emotional right now, and I think they say that they deserve to lose.
I got one better. I got a better question.
Okay, go ahead.
I think there are fans that are hoping for them to lose.
And hoping.
And this is a very interesting inflection point in the history of the organization. The way that people were responding to me yesterday, they want them put out of their misery because they think if they end up coming back and winning the series, then they will convince themselves that this is okay.
Okay.
And that we can run it back. And now we've got our playoff win under our belt. We picked the Magic, and now we will beat the Magic.
Again, the comparisons I make with the football team, it couldn't be more stark. Because, I mean, you're sitting there going, well, if they run it back, go, you said that. And my first thought is, what other choice do they have? What other choice do they have? Like, we brought up picks. You and I argued about picks in the draft over the last month. And I go, guys, they have no other choice. They have to keep throwing assets at what they have with Deshaun Watson, which, by the way, 7 o'clock. Part of the reason I hate draft grades, a very annoying reason over the last 3 years of why I hate draft grades, and I'm bringing that up at 7 o'clock, I promise you that. But, like, I think that we have to understand what other move are they going to make. And you can trade Darius Garland. What am I getting back from him? Just because you want him gone, oh, San Antonio needs this guy. San Antonio, what am I getting back for Darius Garland? Why does San Antonio want to stick him with Wemby? Is that going to make that much sense? Maybe it will. Maybe it will for San Antonio. Good. But here we are talking trades of Darius Garland halfway through a series right now. And a series that was uncompetitive at the very beginning, and then we thought we were going to cruise through, and then here it is. If they lose this series, yeah, there could be very well major, major changes, and it will be an abject embarrassment. I think Kobe Altman's job's on the line and certainly should be on the line if that were the case because it's an entire culture where they picked it. Obviously, J.B. Bickerstaff would be gone, but you have a lot of questions to have about all these other players, and I'm thinking, what other choice do I have? Like, if they win this series, oh, they're going to run it back. I don't have a first-round pick next year. I have a player that a lot of us were excited about, Evan Mobley, and it just depends on, you know, where the wind blows sometimes. If it's in the eye of the beholder, whether or not he's taking steps in growing as a basketball player. And the second half of the season when he came back, I mean, here I am going into the minutiae again of growing a basketball player in a playoff series. So, I mean, we all know where it is. We all know what this is. So if you don't run it back, I mean, you're talking about more bitter, frustrating, building lottery picks, and you don't even have a first-round pick next year because of the stepping rule. And your pick this year ain't going to be that high. So you're kind of stuck. And then the guy that not a lot of people trust, he's going to be the one doing the scouting for the player that you're going to pick in the first round. So we're kind of in a rock and a hard place. 216-474-0092. All right, there is a separation here. If you think the Cavaliers are going to lose the series, fine. I'll tell you what I think when we come back. I'll tell you, I think Tone's going to tell him what he thinks when we come back. You got to separate whether you want them to lose or they deserve to lose from whether you think they're going to lose. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, Pete Thompson, Mike Hall's high school football head coach at Streetsboro, 640 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.